From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Garrett Giles. Volunteers across Boone County recently completed their annual homeless population census. KBIA's Aaron McKinstry has more.
January's count hasn't been reported yet, but Steve Hollis, Human Services Manager for the Boone County Department of Public Health and Human Services, expects it to reflect recent trends.
We've greatly reduced the unsheltered population. I would say we're very close to achieving a functional zero level of homelessness amongst vets.
He says he attributes the decrease in veterans' homelessness in Columbia to increased funding and resources from the VA. Hollis says the count is a valuable way to engage with the homeless population and connect them with services.
Causes of homelessness are almost always a lack of income and lack of affordable housing. For chronic homelessness, it is typically caused by a disabling condition. Oftentimes, that's a behavioral health issue. So in a state like Missouri, where we didn't expand Medicaid, it is extremely difficult to get access to health care for uninsured persons.
In 2016, the homeless point-in-time count came in at 220 people for Boone County. The number is the highest in mid-Missouri. Aaron McKinstry, KBIA News, Columbia.
Missouri lawmakers have sent the state's new Republican governor a bill that would ban mandatory union fees. House members on Thursday took a final vote on the so-called Right to Work bill. Governor Eric Greitens has promised to sign the bill. His Democratic predecessor, Governor Jay Nixon, vetoed Right to Work in 2015. If Greitens signs the bill, Missouri will become the 28th Right to Work state. Governor Eric Greitens' thin budget proposal for Missouri's higher education system is getting mixed reviews from lawmakers and university officials. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin reports.
In a written statement, UM System Interim President Mike Middleton said while he understands the governor had a difficult decision to make, that decision will make it challenging for the system to, quote, educate the state's future workforce, perform life-saving research, and move the state's economy forward. Gail McCann Beatty, the top Democrat in the Missouri House, says the cuts will result in tuition hikes and push higher education out of reach for some Missourians. And at least one Republican says Greitens' higher ed cuts would go too far. House member Donna Lichtenegger of Cape Girardeau County says they could jeopardize Mizzou's status as one of the top 60 research universities in the U.S. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
Seven of the eight states that surround Missouri already have right-to-work laws. Missouri's revenue collections are up and appear on pace to meet the state's budget. State Budget Director Dan Hogg on Friday announced net general revenues are up 3% so far this fiscal year. That's lower than what the legislature estimated when they drafted the current budget. Missouri's former and current governor combined have cut more than $340 million. Garrett Giles, KBIA News, Columbia.